Good evening, church. I invite you to be seated. If you notice my green Christmas cup up here, it is only water. Just full disclosure there. Oh, come all ye faithful. I think we've sung that as the opening hymn to Christmas Eve for years. It is a tradition. Oh, come all ye faithful. But we come because God has already come to us. Amen? We come because God came to us. And we have discovered that we truly and deeply love most authentically when we allow God to be the one who first loves us deeply. Oh, come, because God has come. If I were to summarize the Christmas Eve message, it would be very simple. God is not mad nor distant. We are in great need and helpless to fix our own need. But God has come to help, to be our Savior. The angel who was sent by God over the fields of Bethlehem to speak to the angels said that he had brought a good message of great joy. A good message of great joy. Some 150 years later, in the southern part of France, there was a bishop by the name of Irenaeus who wrote this: "The glory of God is a human person fully alive." Not only is God not mad or distant, but God has come because it is his heart to make every human person fully alive and full of joy. And so over the fields there was the angel of the Lord, and the glory of the Lord shone round about, and it is the glory of the Lord to bring every human person to a place of full aliveness and joy in their lives. That is why he comes as a Savior, because we are not good. Actually, we are helpless at making ourselves fully alive and fully joyful. And so tonight, I'd like to touch on a couple of things of what I believe the Christmas story says about God. About the God who wants every single human person to experience what Jesus would call abundant life. To be fully alive. Every single person. No one, the story tells us, no one is disqualified to come to God. No one is too fill in the blank, to this, to that, to not a much of this, not a much of that. No one lacks what it takes to come to God. Everyone is invited. Some of you may know the movie Stand By Me. It's a great coming of age story of a band of boys who are growing up as friends. And two boys in particular, Gordy and Chris, are buddies. The movie is full of great quotes. Great lines to quote. Gordy is played by Will Wheaton, who will go on to become Star Trek famous. And Chris is played by River Phoenix. There's one scene in which this mini conversation takes place. Chris says, I'm at the prime of my youth. And I'll only be young once. To which Gordy replies, yeah, but that you're going to be stupid for the rest of your life. Boys will always be boys. But the scene I want to draw your attention to is also well known, especially those of us who love the film. They're on their way to a great adventure, a camp out. And Gordy says this to Chris, "Do you think I'm weird?" To which Chris replies, "Definitely." To which Gordy responds, "No, man, seriously, am I weird?" To which Chris responds, "Yeah, but so what? Everybody's weird." That's gospel, men and women. That's gospel there. You see, the Bible, God's voice contained in the Bible says this: everybody's in trouble. Definitely. But that's simply the way it is. So what? Everybody's sinful. So what? Everybody's spiritually in trouble. So what? Everybody's helpless. It's simply true. But the good message of great joy tonight is that God has come to be the Savior for all of us in our sinful weirdness that we all share. After I preach, you're going to hear a few minutes instrumentally of "O Holy Night." For many of you, the words will just run through your own mind. "O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appears and the soul felt its worth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining." It's what the Bible says. It's our spiritual weirdness that we all share. We're all in trouble, in error pining. And the thing about the word pining, it's just not about longing. There's a way in which pining means also sort of diminishing. It's what this weird thing called sin does. It diminishes us. It shrinks us. It lessens us. The Bible will connect it so seriously to death. It's that kind of losing life. But God loves all of us in our sinful weirdness. And on this night, we celebrate that he has come to do what only God can do, to rescue us from this state in which our very lives pine away. How does God come this night? To many of you in the room, the story is well known, almost overly familiar. Every now and then we need to stop and shake ourselves awake again to try to ask God for a freshness of hearing and seeing about what's happening on this night. The shepherds were told by the angel about the birth of this child who would be the Savior. Not just the Savior, but the Lord. And when it says the Lord, what every good Bible-believing Jew would have heard that night, when it was not just the Savior, the Messiah, the Lord, it was God. Only God gets the title of the Lord. And so these simple shepherds are somehow shaken. Did they really grasp what the angel said? But they decided they wanted to go look for this babe. And the sign, how will we know this? We find the right child? Well, the sign is the baby you find in a manger. That's the child you're looking for. That's the child that I've sent. And so they go to Bethlehem, the village. It wasn't very big. Might have even been smaller than Wilmore. And that's small. But they find the child. But you and I, let's listen to the angel's words again for ourselves. What is the sign of the manger say to us? This manger could have been, well, we know it was an animal trough. It could have been wooden and full of hay. It could have been stone or full of hay. Doesn't really matter, does it? Wood or stone? What matters that it was an animal trough where this child was laid? And the animal trough, whether it was in a crude shed or barn-like structure, or it was in a cave, which part of the tradition tells us, nevertheless, the message is clear that on this night, when this Son of God appears, when God comes to be with us, He chooses of all places an animal trough, a place of poverty, a messy place. That's where God comes. God comes to the messy place, the poor places, the suffering places. That's where God shows up. And so the Christmas message is very simple, is it not? That God is not mad or distant, that actually God has a passion. One of the scripture passages read this evening talked about the zeal. God has a zeal, a passionate drive and purpose to accomplish what's in His heart. And in His heart is to help every human person escape the weirdness of sin that is diminishing our lives, that we might actually begin to become a people fully alive who know the joy of life with God. And that God comes to anybody, anywhere. But if you were to make a list, where to start looking for God in particular places, this story suggests to look towards the messy places. Look towards the least likely places. Look to where the people who are really pining, their lives are diminishing and struggling. Look there. For as the infant Christ child tells us, in the very way He is born, the presence of God will show up in those places. Which then is a signal to us all, isn't it? Maybe by the blessing of God, or maybe you just count it as your lucky stars. Maybe your life right now, you're above those messy places. And your life isn't struggling with poverty or suffering. But the Bible says that you and all of us, all of us are trapped in the weirdness of our sin. And what the world needs most of all, what every single human person needs above all, the one thing that can rescue us from the weirdness of sin, which is diminishing and pining away our lives, is to be in and with the presence of God. Peace on earth comes when men and women discover peace with God. It's not God that's ever been angry or distant. It's often you and I, in the weirdness of our sin, that causes our hearts to go down the trails where we are the angry ones, the distant making ones, the troubling ones. And so on this night we celebrate that God comes to become fully human, that we might become fully in relationship with God and begin to share the very life of God Himself. This child comes to bring us life. The life that we do not have on our own. The life that we, for the best of us, with all our technology and all of our clever post-modernity, no matter how hard and long we march in the streets, we are not capable of creating the kind of peace that we long for and our world needs. It begins with every single person coming to the presence of the one who comes to them. I bring you a good message of great joy, that you might be saved from all that diminishes and pines away your life. And everything about the way Jesus comes as a child in Bethlehem points to the way he will live his life, points to the kind of Savior he is. Anybody, anywhere, is invited to discover full life, a life of joy and abundance with the Savior. A good message of great joy. The grace and love of God that allows us to accept who we really are in the weirdness of our sin, and to discover that we who are known fully by God are loved more deeply than we can even imagine or dream. Loved so well, so much, so deeply, that he comes to the messy places of our lives to be with us and to save us. I'm too old at this point in my life to stay up and watch Saturday Night Live. And some of the humor on the current Saturday Night Live is sort of beyond my generation. But I try to watch annually the Christmas Eve special, in which the weekend update happens in a special way. So the weekend update, there are two guys sitting at a news desk, and it's sort of a snarky, satirical play on news reporting. And at Christmas, these two guys, they write jokes for each other, which they're then required to read on air without having seen them before. And it's funny. And so they did that this year. And so one of the jokes put in front of one of the guys went something like this. After a whole series of jokes, this was sort of near the end, in order to end on a lighter note, in order to end this segment of Weekend Update, we want to say something positive. And so what the writer had written and his colleague read aloud was this: "Don't we all long for peace in the world? And to all our Muslim and Jewish friends, what y'all really need is Jesus." Yeah, that's what I thought. You don't know whether you can laugh or not. But my brothers and sisters, however you think about the world situation, whatever you think about Saturday Night Live or that joke itself, the message of Christmas is very simple. That God has said, y'all need Jesus. In the most serious way possible. And in some ways, it's offensive to us all. Because most of us in this room, even those of us who have walked with Jesus for decades, can have moments where we don't like being told we're weirdly sinful, that we're helpless. But the wonder of the night is that's part of the good news, is to be able to be told the truth about our lives, and that there is a God who knows the truth of our lives and has sent his son Jesus to make a way forward with us. It is scandalous that the Son of God is born in an animal trough, in a cave, in a city smaller than Wilmore. It is scandalous sometimes to discover who we really are as a people in great need. But greater still is the love of God who has come for us in Christ. So as a good Southern preacher boy, the message of tonight is y'all need Jesus. I need Jesus. And the fact that it would ruffle our feathers is truth, proof of the reality of our need for the Savior tonight. The whole world. And let me end on this note. To my brothers and sisters who are active followers of the Lord Christ, perhaps we most of all need to be reminded that this is a God who comes to anybody, anywhere, in the messiest places, and that we, however long we have followed Christ, never become unlike any of our neighbors, that the common humanity that we share is one and the same. We are all a people whose lives have been wrecked by a weird sinfulness and are in need of the beauty and the love and the grace of a saving God who meets us in Jesus. So there you go, brothers and sisters. From O Come All Ye Faithful to Saturday Night Live. But at the center of it all is the Savior who has come for us. Amen.